One of the issues was the Black Fox nuclear power plant, which was proposed by the Public Service Company of Oklahoma, PSO. This was in May of 1973, and it was to be built approximately 3 miles southwest of downtown Inola, within city limits, and was to consist of two General Electric boiling water reactors. Now, that didn't happen. Tell us why.
The history of nuclear power in Oklahoma is an interesting one. First of all, we had a growing need for electricity, lots of new plants, lots of costs, lots of consideration. The federal government began to look at nuclear power and began to be very encouraged by it. And they encouraged nuclear plants all over America. Do you remember Atoms for Peace? Nuclear power was going to be too cheap to meter. So nuclear plants began to be popping up everywhere. In Oklahoma, Public Service Company and Western Farmers Cooperative had a joint venture to build the Black Fox plant, two gigantic reactors, 1,150 megawatts, at a cost, they thought, about $450 million. My first exposure to the nuclear issue was when I was on the city commission in Tulsa, and Public Service Company came to us for approval of a contract for more water than Tulsa was using at the present time for the entire city. This contract would be at a fixed rate for 50 years, and it worried me. I didn't know much about pricing water, but I knew that water was very important to Tulsa. I knew that it cost when you had to go for new water someplace and find a new source. I knew that rates were going up from time to time, and it seemed like we ought to take a look at it. At the same time, however, licensing hearings were going on across the street from City Hall at the Tulsa County Courthouse. The Nuclear Regulatory Authority was holding hearings on licensing, and it was very much a controversy. A lady from Claremore was very, very important in this story. Her name was Carrie Dickerson.
Her name was Carrie Barefoot Dickerson.
Carrie Barefoot Dickerson. She had a farm. She had a nursing home. And she heard that there was going to be some activity near her farm and began to explore and see what was happening. She heard about these giant nuclear plants that were going to be there, so she started trying to learn about nuclear energy. And she learned a lot. She learned enough to make her very nervous about it. Nuclear energy was in its early stages. Nobody had ever decommissioned a plant. Nobody knew how to leave a plant. Nobody knew how to store the wastes. We still don't know. Anyway, Carrie became very, very uneasy about it. And about that time, Three Mile Island happened.
We should say quickly, Three Mile Island, tell them what that was about.
Three Mile Island was a nuclear plant in New York that had an accident. The plant was shut down. Radiation escaped. It was very, very dangerous, and it was a catastrophe. And it slowed down nuclear proliferation in this country, and I don't know if any more nuclear plants have been built since then. It stopped the industry. But PSO was moving forward before Three Mile Island happened and had gone ahead and planned and had spent money. It already had some sink costs. It had contracted for some reactors. It had bought the land. It was on its way to doing what it thought was the most practical, useful, necessary thing that it needed for its customers. But PSO had to come to the commission to get permission to charge the costs to the ratepayers. So we had a hearing, 6 weeks hearing before the commission. The issue was, one, is it needed? Now that was an interesting thing which we hadn't realized. The need for electricity had increased exponentially for many years, primarily because of the addition of air conditioning on the load. Residential air conditioning was just about saturated at that point. So the expectation of an increasing need was being questioned, but it was a very new idea that maybe we could do something in efficiency, or maybe we didn't need as much energy as we thought we had needed. So the need was an issue. The cost was an issue. The plant, which was to cost $450 million by the time it got to hearing before the commission, was going to cost $2.5 billion. So it was very expensive. Could we afford it? Did we need it? And what about the safety? Where were we going to store the stuff?
They were concerned about the waste that would lead to birth defects, other health problems for those who lived nearby.
Sure. It came to be very, very controversial. It was not altogether clear that it was safe. The commission was not involved in the safety issues. That was before the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. The commission was involved in the economics of it. Should we approve the plant? Should we allow them to charge the cost to the ratepayers? That was what was before the commission. Did we need the plant? Could we afford it? Should the ratepayers pay? And if not, what would happen to the company?
In June of 79, about 500 people were arrested for protesting about the construction of Black Fox.
The Sunbelt Alliance was a very, very vigorous protest against Black Fox. Yes.
So they and Kerry then were leading maybe the public?
I don't think Kerry was part of the Sunbelt Alliance.
No, but
they were the militant arm of the protest. Kerry was very polite, very thoughtful, and very determined to fight that plant. She mortgaged her farm. She mortgaged her nursing home. She lost both of them. She made a huge commitment to it. She came down to our six-week hearing in our courtroom, and I'll never forget seeing her sit in the back of the room knitting. When she was called to the stand, she made very kind remarks about the PSO young men. That young man, he's so nice. I've just tried to persuade him differently. And I thought to myself, oh, my PSO, I think you're in trouble. Kerry was a remarkable woman, a valuable woman, and really something of a saint, something of a saint.
She had never done this before.
No.
An ordinary citizen living in our community, and
that's
it shows
right.
What you can do. It had to be a combination. Her effort, Three Mile Island, all this came together.
Well, all that was happening at the time, but mm-hmm. The commission was in its rarefied position trying to discover, one, did we need the plant? Two, could we afford it? Three, what would happen to the company if it were not built? What would happen to the company if it were built? We had to keep the public service company in business, and we had to protect the ratepayers from an unnecessary expense. So it was a terrible problem.
Did any of these issues keep you up at night?
Oh, sure. Sure. I went all over the state and bled blood all over the state on Black Fox. Police had to come and take us out of hearings sometimes.
Oh, really?
Sure. It was very, very controversial.
But you were just there as hearing. You weren't there promoting. You were there just holding hearings.
But people knew that we were involved, and people knew that we were a decision-making point.
Even though you hadn't promoted it one way or another.
No, we were neutral.
Yeah.
We were neutral. We were taking evidence, and people came in from all over the country. We had soft power people, the environmental people. They were the ones who testified before the commission. Hey, I don't think you need it. I don't think electric need is going to grow as it has in the past. And two, efficiency is the way to go. It's much cheaper than building new plants. And three, have you examined the cost of the Black Fox? It's no longer $450 million. It's now $2.5 billion. How are you going to pay for it? How are you going to maintain it? What are you going to do about the cost of decommissioning it? What would happen if it would break down? What do you do in the case of a breakdown of a Three Mile Island event?
So
all of these things were happening in our commission, in the newspapers, all over the state.
Officials outside of the corporation commissioners, were they weighing in on this issue? Governor, senators, representatives?
I think everybody had an opinion, and I think we did hear from some public officials as just witnesses or as people who spoke or sent letters to us.
Nobody as an official could lean on you.
That's right.
It was down to three people to make this decision.
Three people in our staff and our consultants and our witnesses who came in and the utility executives and the Attorney General's office was involved in those hearings. The protestants had very fine attorneys, Lewis Bullock. So it was a civil but long and involved and technical hearing. As I say, it lasted 6 weeks in summertime, in the heat.
So the day of vote came.
Well, what happened was PSO had a new president, Martin Fate, succeeded Dick Newman. Dick Newman had been the president of PSO, the chief executive officer, when the plant was conceived. And I must say, it was not an unreasonable plan at the beginning. The feds were promoting it. It appeared to be inexpensive. It appeared to be doable. There was lots of regulation, lots of oversight. They certainly felt they needed, because their projections showed a whole lot more megawatt power was going to be needed in Oklahoma. So it was not an unreasonable plan, but it became very, very problematic. Richard Newman left and went to the parent company in Dallas, and Martin Fate took the reins of PSO. And Martin Fate was a really fine Tulsan, fine businessman, fine utility person, and he began to see what we were all seeing, that the thing was not sustainable. It was not doable. But he didn't know what to do. That was the issue. If PSO has to eat all these expenses that it's already expended, it'll be bankrupt. We don't want a bankrupt utility in our state. They certainly don't want to be bankrupt. And yet, how much could the ratepayers stand? And what would be the fair thing to do? There were lots of issues. And Martin Fate, though, began to see that the plant should probably not be built. He began to see if he could sell off some of the equipment, and he did. He sold some reactors to Mexico and other places, and he began to negotiate and to try to come to an agreement that the ratepayers would bear some of the costs, and the shareholders would bear most of the costs, and the plant would be canceled. That was the result.
So he saved PSO.
He did. He saved PSO and the commission. We were involved. There were a lot of people involved.
When at first you thought this was a good idea, how much later did you realize this is not a good idea?
I worried about nuclear, but it wasn't my job to worry about the safety issues. That was not my job. My job in the city, when the issue of water came before the city commission, was how do we price water? What do we do when the water costs escalate? What do we do with this contract? How can we review their costs at times when our costs are going up? And what will we do if we have to go to the Illinois River for water? What will be that cost? And how shall it be allocated to PSO? That was my issue at the city. At the Corporation Commission, the issue before us was, do we need this plant? Can we afford it? Who should pay? Who benefits? Who pays?
And so you came to realize yourself that this was not going to work.
Well, as far as what we were doing, we were taking testimony. We were learning about nuclear power costs and benefits and risks. And we were learning about PSO's situation. And we knew about our ratepayers. They were hearing from them all the time. So we were trying to find a resolution. It wasn't, does it work or doesn't it work? We were trying to find a resolution to protect our company, to protect our ratepayers, to protect our state's economy.
So it was in 1982, then, that they decided the plant would not be built. We should point out that Carrie Barefoot Dickerson is featured in the book Women of Spirit, Stories of Courage from the Women Who Lived Them by Catherine Martin. And the Carrie Dickerson Lifetime Achievement Award, presented by the Oklahoma Sustainability Network, is named after her. She died in 2006. She was one big component, but it was obvious there were other things going on.
Carrie was the first one to be alarmed, the first one to be concerned. And she was just remarkable in the way she handled it, with dignity, with determination, with consideration. But she was valiant. She never faltered. And she made a huge personal commitment.
Should be a statue in honor of her someplace.